Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 8:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com. That's coming up at 8:50 real quick. So you know how they're not letting this Shane Gillis guy on Saturday Night Live because of something he said on a podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so Howard Stern has come out and supported him. Ricky Gervais has come out and supported him. And Norm Macdonald has come out and supported them. What do they all have in common?
They're all very successful.
Yes, and they're funny.
Yeah, they're funny, very successful, and most of the things they say wouldn't cost them their gigs.
Rob Schneider, however, is against it.
No. Rob Schneider supported him.
Nope.
Yeah, he did.
Nope.
Rob Schneider did. There's a difference
between exposing truth through free speech and just being ugly. It's not okay to say racist things under the guise of comedy. Just because you have a mic in your hand doesn't make the racist things you say less racist.
Well, that is completely different than the Rob Schneider quote that I saw, his tweet that I saw the other day.
Because
I thought it was funny that, no, Rob Schneider did support him. Yeah,
well, then he changed his mind.
Well, I guess he did.
What day is today? The date?
The 19th?
This is on the 17th. He said,
or the 18th?
Yeah, today's the 18th.
Yeah, so yesterday at 3:45 a.m., he put out that he was not happy with what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rob Schneider put out something that was basically ripping anyone who was coming down on him.
Oh, well, he changed his mind.
Well, that's...
Sandler must have emailed him.
Like, hey, man.
Yes, boss.
Yeah, here it is. This was one of his tweets. This was on September 16th. Dear Shane, as a former SNL cast member, I'm sorry that you had the misfortune of being a cast member during this era of cultural unforgiveness where comedic misfires are subject to the intolerable inquisition of those who never risked bombing on stage themselves. That was Rob Schneider on the 16th.
So
something
have,
happened. Yeah. Shook someone's, him down.
But someone must have said Deuce Bigelow 3.
And he went, okay, I'll do whatever you say.
That's exactly what happened. I guarantee you that's exactly what happened.
Deuce Bigelow, not a bad movie.
Deuce Bigelow is a terrible movie.
European Gigolo, even better.
Whoa.
Eddie Griffin was very funny in those movies.
Whoa. By the way, Rob Schneider, what a lucky guy. If you ever go back and watch those Saturday Night Lives with him, he did nothing funny. He did nothing funny.
But, you like the juice?
Oh, okay.
The juice is good.
But was that him?
Yes, that was him.
I know, but that was an ensemble piece.
Sure, but he was the best part of it.
All right, I'll give you the juice. The bit. It's too long.
That's right.
The bit.
Get that going. Yeah.
It's been going on too long. It's not funny anymore. By the way, did you guys see the roast of Alec Baldwin?
No, I have not watched it yet.
His daughter, Ireland, comes up and just destroys him.
Yeah. Because she was the one that he said, he called her a pig or something.
Yeah, and then, I mean, but she, like... destroys him very personally.
Oh, jeez.
It's fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. It's absolutely brilliant. All right. So, Rich, Rob Gronkowski has come out.
Yeah.
And he is
saying things that aren't true.
Obviously, we love Rob Gronkowski, but he has said he said something the other day. He's been on this tour to promote his CBD oil, which
novel.
Well, listen, I mean, it's going to be big business. And
it's going to be big business. There's 85 CBD stores within walking distance.
How about
me.
You can go buy it at CVS now? I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah, so I would say now's not the greatest time to get into the CBD business.
Well, he is in it, and he is trying to do this tour where he's been talking about how it's helped him out a lot. And it's one thing to go up and say that it's helped your muscles heal and your body doesn't feel many aches anymore in your joints, but he said something the other day that was fairly interesting.
I will let my son play football, but first off, I will educate him on the game. You know, educate him on like what I went through. And I truly believe that anything, you know, any injury that you receive is fixable, though. I mean, I went through it. I had 9 surgeries. Probably had like 20 concussions in my life, like no lie. Probably like I remember like 5 like blackout ones. Like,
but you
I don't
said
remember.
You had a pint of blood drained from your body after the Super Bowl because of internal bleeding.
Yes, because of internal bleeding. But like I said, I'm fixed.
Okay.
Do you think some guy in a wheelchair is like, what, CBD oil is going to get me to walk again, you piece of garbage?
Once again, you know, I think Rob just was in the mode, like salesman mode. Like,
I think that Rob,
everything.
Rob is saying a bunch of really dumb stuff.
Well, I mean, and then
like, as I sit here dying of cancer, if they would only give me CBD oil, because everything is fixable.
Well, he
guess what, Rob? No.
He kind of doubled down on Twitter. And once again, as I said, I think
he's
just...
Oh, I'm in this car wreck and I'm a quadriplegic. Someone please rub CBD oil on me. Well, right. This is all curable. Oh, hey, guy in a wheelchair. What's wrong with you? Get up and start walking. It's all fixable.
So, Chris...
I mean, can you think of how stupid and blinking a comment that is?
It is very bad medical advice. Chris Nowitzki, who was in studio with us that one time, he's one of the... on the forefront of all of the concussions, you know, the lawsuits and the research and everything like that. And he tweeted Rob Gronkowski and he said, I appreciate and respect that you have the guts to talk honestly about concussions and CTE, but right now CTE cannot be fixed. I invite your help in changing that. And Rob Gronkowski retweeted and said, it is fixable. I fixed mine. There are plenty of methods in this world that allow the brain to recover from severe damage. That is also why I would allow my kid to play football. And then Mike Giardi tweeted, to this point, I don't believe there's one study that backs Gronk's statement. So Rob retweeted that and said, I agree, and I'm not saying I cured it. I am saying that I put in the time, the effort, and willingness to find unconventional methods to improve my conditions.
Yeah.
Sometimes the answers are not found in studies like this case.
Mike Webster is just a piece of crap the way that he ended up killing himself and being homeless because of all the brain damage that he had.
So I think that, you know, Gronk obviously...
Nick Bonacotti just didn't have... He didn't have the research available to him to fix the problems that he was having.
But it just got me...
I mean, like Rob sitting there like with medical textbooks like all over the place and like a team of MIT scientists.
Right. I mean,
it's just like... It's just so dumb.
Yeah. Fixable was not the word you should have used. Treatable would have been a good word. You know, maybe some sort of
but
like
that
way
that still
to,
would be wrong.
I was just going to say it's not treatable.
Not even treatable, but what
How
you
about,
can do... To,
there's nothing you can do.
Well, I mean... You can do things to make it not, like you could be in a dark room. You know what I mean? Like there's things you can do to lessen the effects of it.
Oh, yeah. If you're like Mark Savard and you have concussion systems that lead up for 5 years.
Sure.
Yeah,
just spend most of your day indoors and not look outside at bright lights.
No, you can lay directly on your back in the dark because any kind of light is piercing hell.
But it just got me thinking, like, there's some people out there that are in all of our lives, I think, that have doled out some really bad medical advice. Like, I mean, you know, this is like, imagine if someone heard this, like, oh yeah, I guess if, you know, I can get this, just get some CBD oil, rub it on the old noggin.
Yeah,
and everything's gonna be working just fine.
Like, hey, your prostate looks a little inflamed. Just give me CBD. I'll be fine.
I have
gangrene. Rub some CBD oil on it.
There was a friend of mine in school who broke his ankle, and his parents actually told him that it would fix itself. And so for like a week, he was walking on they had a crutch, he was walking on it, and it just got so effed up that they finally had to bring him to the hospital. Because they thought, honestly, the bone would actually figure out a way to fuse back together.
I have a feeling that was more of an insurance.
So have you ever had somebody give you just the worst medical advice and you went with it.
Like if it's a grandfather or something.
Right, you just, you know.
It's just, you know, telling you like, drink a pint of maple syrup.
Rub some dirt on it. You're going to be okay.
No, just like, not dirt, but just like, you know what fixes that? Oregano and oil.
Sure.
All right, 617-779-0985. We will take your phone calls and to explore Rob Gronkowski's breakthrough concussion science.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Boston's home for sports. Turn it up. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Dan, what's the level of panic in the room right now?
It's manageable right now, but it was at a high level a little earlier.
What's up?
Because, I'm telling you that he's getting this info up like there's no tomorrow.
Oh,
boy. We're talking about bad medical advice.
he's going to swear. Wow.
He's got a real command of the English language. He can't
swear. No swearing, Bird.
Oh, now Bird's like wiping his face.
Sports up. We're talking about bad medical advice.
You know, just Sports Hub, what's your comment? Sports Hub, do you have a comment on the bad medical advice you've received?
Half hour. All right, just call back in a half hour with that story. Yep.
Keep answering, Bird.
Well, no one's calling.
No, he's scaring everybody away.
He scared those guys away.
All right. So Rob Gronkowski has come out. He's talked about how he's had 20 concussions. He's blacked out more than a few times, and he can fix it and manage it.
He
said it was fixable.
Someone said, I imagine Gronk with a lab coat staring at a table with a Bunsen burner, a beaker with smoke coming out of it, and electricity shooting between two wires as he looks intently, scratching his chin, going,
That's right. He has to have a clipboard.
Right, of
writing stuff down on a clipboard.
Or he's made a light coat on because it's connected to a potato. He's doing like fourth grade experiments.
Sure, of course.
Right. He's playing with magnets. All right. Well, Tyler says basketball.
Oh, boy.
Tyler, hello.
Hello. I was 6'10 at 14 years old, and so I've been playing AAU my whole life. And so at 35 years old, I have, like, arthritis and stuff.
Right.
And I don't smoke pot, but my girlfriend's huge into it. I actually met Rich. I was the guy in the studio that offered him a schwap of my Gatorade bottle, and Rich didn't take it.
But, wisely.
Yeah.
Wait, why did you offer him to drink out of your Gatorade?
I want to hear that story.
What was that?
Well, it had vodka in it, and you were like, I could use a drink right now. And I said, here you go. And he
did
said,
this happen in real life, or were you hallucinating?
No, it was in the time when Rich wanted everybody in the studio when you were doing that street side thing.
Oh, the Bruins thing.
Okay.
The Bruins contest,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I do remember you offering me a drink for your open bottle you'd been drinking, and I was like, "Nah, that was very nice of you, but no, thank you."
But anyway, so she got her medical marijuana card, and she got this like waxy stuff. I don't know if it's the same like CBD thing that that Gronk does, because I don't know anything about marijuana. But because of my arthritis, she rubs it on like my hips and knees and stuff, and it works, man.
Yeah, I know people who swear by the CBD oil stuff. I mean, there's people it works for, people it doesn't. But what we're talking about is bad medical advice. That's actually decent medical advice. That's the opposite. Yeah. Bird, that was the opposite of what we're looking for.
Well, in fairness...
Why is Bird gone? Where'd he go?
What's going on, Dan?
What is happening, Bird?
When you just said that, here he comes.
There he is. Okay, he's back. All right.
He's back.
What was he doing?
Where did you go?
Kitchen. 10-1.
Oh, he had to go yell at Nick.
Why? Why?
Why did you yell at Nick?
Because he just had a picture on the Twitch, and you guys been talking about 5 minutes and just Googling God knows what.
All right, this is no good. I give up on this. I give up.
Well, we have one that just says bucket truck, and I don't know what that means and why he put that on there, but I need to know what bucket truck means.
Okay, and then I'm out. Sometimes you just got to take the L.
Move on.
Danny, go ahead.
I was up in the bucket truck, like 35 feet, and I heard this little, and it was the top wire of the telephone pole. It electrocuted me. Ooh. My knees, all of a sudden, bang, both my knees smashed against the inside of the bucket, and I dropped the saw. Ended up, finished cutting it down. My dad, who was the owner of the business, makes me drive to the hospital myself, and I couldn't make it there. I said, screw it. So I went home, laid down, blew out my back, couldn't move for a week.
Merry Christmas.
All right. By the way,
I don't think this is the greatest.
Somebody said when my wife was a child, she had really bad poison ivy, and a family friend told her to scratch it open and pour bleach over it.
See, that's the sting. That's what we're looking for. Well, and by the way, I love the idea. It's just the execution leaves a little bit to
be desired.
That's
just bad parenting. Somebody said growing up, I used to get headaches. Whenever I got a headache, my grandfather told me to put a match out on my wrist.
Well, that will take the attention away from your head.
It will. You'll be screaming in pain because your wrist has a hole in it. Somebody said my grandfather used to make my dad eat tablespoons of Vicks Vapor Rub because that's how he thought it was supposed to be administered.
Well, it's called rub.
Well, I mean, you put dry rub on barbecue and you eat it.
Sure.
Maybe you thought it was like,
yeah,
you
but
know.
you rub it on the barbecue.
You do, but you eat it eventually.
Eventually. You don't ingest the rub. It is the act of rubbing. Oh, boy. All right. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, this isn't so much advice, but this was being led down the wrong road. I had a hip infection when I was in sixth grade, but the school nurses kept telling me it was just growing pains. So I just let it go. I didn't do anything about it. Eventually, I did end up going to the hospital, found out it was a hip infection that traveled to my heart.
Oh, no.
It infected my heart. I was in the hospital for 2.5 months.
Oh, jeez.
This is not a good idea.
It's just growing pains.
Is growing pains actually a thing?
Yeah.
I thought growing pains was like an emotional thing.
No. You watched the TV show. That's why you thought it was emotional. No, growing pains, yeah, everyone, the kids have that. You didn't have it in your legs when you were like 12?
His bones grew too fast for, and he had knee problems.
I would grow up, I would wake up screaming because my legs would be like killing me because they, I mean, it was
the joints couldn't handle it,
I'm Googling growing pains.
I mean, it's not the technical term, but I mean, you were growing and your legs were, whether it's the joints or the muscles were expanding, but it was painful. You never had that?
No. Oh, ache or throb in the legs.
Yeah. It was always the legs.
Mm-hmm. No. I just had to wear the shoes with the bar in between them.
That's crazy, because that seems like something that would have gone out in like the 40s or the 50s.
You know, I'm getting older. Probably the last... Last of the Mohicans when it came to medieval torture devices to fix you. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. My grandfather, he used to have, like, this concoction of, like, walnuts and rubbing alcohol. And he would swear that when you took the walnuts out of the rubbing alcohol and you put it on your knee or your wrist or whatever you had arthritis, it would just fix the joints. And then when he would go to the doctor's office, he had these, like, letters, and he would try to sell it. Like, I think he was trying to get rich on this concoction of walnuts and rubbing alcohol.
It's like a medicine man.
Well, think about it. I mean, penicillin's just moldy bread.
Somebody said, Rich, you're waking up screaming as a kid had nothing to do with you being fastened to the bed? Well, I mean, there was that, too, when I was very young, when I was indeed strapped to my bed.
Yeah.
Something I didn't realize until I was older and I was flipping through old pictures of myself, and there's me smiling in my bed. I go, hey, what are those things holding me down like Frankenstein? I said, yes, I used to strap you to the bed when you were about four because you kept getting up. Like, that sounds like a horrible thing to do to a child.
Because you didn't want any mischief.
No wonder I peed myself all the time.
That would make you pee yourself if you can't get up.
Or if you just could have gotten up, you know, but instead you wake up in Lake Geneva. That's always good when you have a sleepover.
Oh, so you pee? How long did you pee yourself?
Because
that would get you in a pretty good habit of peeing yourself.
I just remember when I was like up to like I was 6 years old, I would pee myself.
Yeah, because that's kind of training you to pee yourself.
And at the time, I didn't even really know I was strapped in. I just didn't even think about it. I think that, although the picture, I was wide awake, but I just thought she was tucking me in, but indeed she was tightening the straps.
Unbelievable. Must have been a slow learner if you didn't realize you were being strapped to a bed.
I was like four. I just thought that's how kids got tucked in.
If I'm 4 years old, I know that I got a strap on me.
I just thought I was getting tucked in.
How do you block this stuff out?
Well, it explains a lot.
No, it's yet another brick in the wall, man. How did you survive all of this?
I finally asked my mom about, because I didn't realize it. I was like in my 20s when I saw this picture. No. She goes, you kept getting up.
My parents deny everything.
See, that's the thing. If I'm a parent and I'm caught by my son, what's that? I'd say, you know what? I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe you and your brothers were playing. I would not admit to that in 1,000 years.
Yeah, my mom starts like shaking her head and going, Fred, you just remember the bad things.
Well, at least I didn't remember it. I had to actually see a picture and ask my mother, what are these
things?
The
horrible thing you
down?
Had to keep locked in a subconscious part of your mind.
Because that's worse than locking a kid in his room.
Don't Google bed straps, because it goes to a completely different world of S&M fun.
Okay.
So,
yes.
But I mean, my mom was like, they used to sell them. I'm like, where?
You get a feather, tickle, tickle.
All of a sudden, TA's here.
Why is DA here?
Because you strap them in and the feet have nowhere to go.
Anybody else get strapped in when they were a kid? I don't know. Am I the only one?
You're the only one I've ever heard of.
Strap it on.
So you were Forrest Gump, huh? Like you had the leg, like the things.
No. It was just baby
my
shoes.
Magic shoes.
It just had, that's offensive. It had, they were like baby shoes with a metal thing between them. It didn't go up your legs.
And what was that to cure? Like,
it was probably like bow-legged or something, because my huge pee-pee.
Your legs are just getting out of the way. I understand.
Sure. All right. Well, there you go. I don't feel like taking any more phone calls.
although line four is pretty funny.
Yeah, all right. This is okay.
that's pretty good.
Just to see. Jessica, go ahead.
Hi, so I have some bad medical advice. When I was younger and I used to get ear infections, my mom used to blow cigarette smoke in my ear and then put cotton swab like to block up the ear so I would have just cigarette smoke in my ear.
Now, what was the reasoning? Is that would it keep killing
you? I don't think it helped at all, and I probably walked around smelling like an ashtray at like 4 years old. Who knows? But that's what my mom did.
Oh, man. My mom would, when you knew my mom was really mad, she had like a pack of with the long like Salems or whatever.
Virginia Slims. Those are the
Virginia
long ones.
Slims. And like she must have had them for like 5 years. And she would sit in this chair and smoke, like, ooh, mom's mad. And she would just sit there and go, and smoke, and like, look what you're making me do.
When I was in first grade, I had to bring in a picture of something around the house, and it was a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah.
It was Vantage, so it had the cool-looking little target in the middle.
I would steal my dad's cigarettes and smoke in my room, and my mom says she didn't know. And I'm like, I just smoked in my room all the time. like every day from when I was 12 until I left the house. Like, I, how the hell did you not know? Like, it wasn't like a clandestine affair. I would put them in soda cans. The only thing I remember that she actually admitted finding is my Jugs magazine. That she made my bed and laid the Jugs magazine on the pillows.
Oh, I mean, you're all class.
Hey, listen, back then, if you scored a Jugs, you ain't going anywhere. And you know what it had in it? Lactating lasses.
Jeez, man. Suck. All of a sudden, DA's there for that?
I know. DA's back. He kind of shifted gears there.
Yeah, that was a little different.
The Prego. With seed. All right. Here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Sports Hub. Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, if you didn't listen to the show yesterday, we briefly discussed the Antonio Brown breaking wind on the doctor. We only spent 45 minutes on it and made three songs out of it. But this just is Patriot fan just shenanigans.
Well, first of all, can I say, even before we read this, there's already a ton of people who are trying to go after Ted Johnson for his controversial takes this morning. You know, not painting everybody in the organization in the best light. He's, you know, he's somebody who actually played for him, as we know. So there's that. But then there's this.
Like, I knew that people would get pissed at Ted, and because, you know, you would know better than him. So,
But this one is
like, people go, you know, you're making fun of Patriot fan. This is something that is real and is not odd. So the thing we were saying is that, you know, he farted in the guy's face.
So I read an article. Right. I read part of this article that was in the Sports Illustrated. And it says, Dr. Victor Prisk, a former gymnast and bodybuilder who runs Prisk Orthopedists. He was very wary of Brown's reputation in the athletic performance community for being, in his words, a flighty client. Still in August 2018, took an initial meeting with Brown, which he said the receiver was 3 hours late. Upon arrival, Brown passed gas numerous times in Prisk's vicinity while Prisk was testing his body fat. A video shot by a Brown acolyte made rounds on the internet. Quote, "It seemed just childish to me," Prisk says now. "I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face." And we even played the video, because there was indeed a video of it.
Let's see here. Ah. Damn, my bad.
Sorry, guy.
It's pretty freaking low. Those bodybuilders, this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay wet. Damn.
I promised I wasn't gonna play it. I'm sorry, but I had, it's evidence.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. It's important. Yes. So we get a tweet this morning that says, and this is serious. you three guys have been misleading the public. The doctor is in the front of Antonio Brown the entire time. So how is he farting in the doctor's face, like you said, for 4 hours yesterday?
I love Patriots fans. The best.
Well, first of all,
and I'm one of them. Well, I mean, can you imagine?
I mean, first
like,
of all,
Zapruder filming that thing.
What the hell is wrong with you in your life? Honest to
you
God,
watch
what
this.
Are you thinking of?
Like going
sending
back
that
and watching and going, wait a second,
fake fart news.
What the hell is wrong with you?
And by the way, that was he who said it. That was the doctor who said he was farting in your face.
What the hell is the difference?
You're the guy that the rest of us Patriots fans can't stand. Honest to God.
The point of it.
Find another team to root for.
Antonio Brown deliberately farted while the guy was working on him.
Yeah, he was.
God.
I mean, you'll defend anything.
Find a new wall to hold up. We don't want you.
I mean, listen.
Just defend every single thing. My God.
And we might have gone a little overboard yesterday. I understand that. But there's no reason. And we're done with all of that. We're never going to have...
You could resist. I knew you couldn't resist.
I'm not going to stop. Stop that. And
I knew you weren't going to be able to resist.
I know.
It's like a kid with a new toy. And I say, you can't play with that toy until after dinner.
Someone's got to turn on the air conditioning, Rich, because.
Because why? Somebody on Twitter saying, I'm sorry. Somebody on Twitter said someone called Adam Jones last night defending Antonio Brown and blaming the doctor for breaking the Hippocratic Oath by discussing the
That's true. I had someone call me and tell me that happened. That's true. I don't know if it actually happened, but I had a person call me and said, you'll never believe what I just heard.
I'm not going to stand by when you defame this man's flatulence.
All right. I didn't do that one.
You've gone crazy.
Evil hand.
Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, I believe there's a section on farting in the Hippocratic Oath.
Right.
You got, you know, one of the first things they teach you in medical school. But it's 100% true. In college, a major argument amongst my friend group centered around whether one friend had farted at a friend or farted on a friend who was seated on the couch. And it became kind of an argument of what distance constituted on versus at. We came up with about a foot and a half or more was at, and within a foot and a half was on. So you can use that from now on as your frame of reference.
I think those parameters are fine.
I can picture you guys.
I have no trouble with that.
With pictures and, like, string attaching and, like, highlighting the first words in every sentence of the newspaper.
I need that call, by the way. I have to hear that. I've got to hear somebody defending Antonio Brown and then calling the doctor out for the Hippocratic Oath of talking about
his fart. My friend is a successful businessman, and he just texted, please stop with the farting noises. I'm laughing so hard at the gym people were staring at me. It's funny, Ted Johnson was in here, and he's like, yeah, I heard the fart stuff yesterday. It was really funny. He's like, I like fart humor. Like, all right. You said it like so matter of fact.
Like, it's like, you know, like I like working out.
Yeah.
Except it was a little bit different.
Yeah, I don't think our boss was thrilled with 45
I mean, we did it for 45 minutes.
But part of the joke was that we just committed to it for so long.
You got to flesh all that out. That's important.
I mean, we did a phoner call today. Like, I've been farted on.
Somebody said...
Oh, God. Here we go again.
What about... It's almost over.
Wouldn't
we'll
it
see.
Be appropriate for a tribute this morning to the Red Sox, including Ken Griffey Jr.? Ken Griffey rules over here. I think a more appropriate one would actually be take me out to the ballgame, wouldn't it, John?
This is so dumb.
We have some important client outside. He's like, sponsor these guys. He's looking at us like, where's the checkbook?
Give them all my money.
She's like, that's not the radio.
That's not them. They'll be back tomorrow.
There was a funny exchange on Twitter. I looked at the Touch and Rich Twitter because I was laughing so hard about it. And this guy goes, like, whoever wants to, if you want to hear the best Antonio Brown takes or whatever, listen to the 8 o'clock hour of Touch and Rich. And this girl calls, you know, tweets back to him. She goes, I tried to listen twice, but all they were doing was talking about farts. And the guy tweets back, yeah.
He goes, that's called perfect timing.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
So it's
that's the point.
Has a Marconi ever been rescinded?
It looks like a suppository. All right, we'll be right back. Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Okay, so I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm excited.
Toucher and Rich.
Hang on to your hat.
Because I got a take a coming.
On Boston's home for sports.
Take train.
Is that the take train?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're touching Rich, car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group hotline at 617-931. 0985 will score a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour 2020 at Fenway Park featuring Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Visit RedSox.com. Jalen Ramsey, he wants out of Jacksonville. And I heard Jacksonville is asking for 2 number 1 picks.
Okay, that is, they're not going to get that. They're not going to get 2 because no. This is his last year. They might get 1 from somebody who's desperate. And the stuff that's being thrown out there, you know, Ted Johnson said something this morning that made me think a little bit. At first, I was like, you know what? The Patriots defense is perfectly fine. I mean, they're really good. Why would they need someone like Jalen Ramsey? But then Ted started talking about how he believes Bill Belichick wants the perfect season more than anything. Despite all the backtracking he did about the year that they blew it in the Super Bowl, saying that he wished they would have lost one to take the pressure off of them, he thinks despite all of that, they want to go all in, and that's one of the reasons that they're willing to take a risk on someone like Antonio Brown. I wonder if you have that attitude and you're Bill Belichick and you're hearing rumblings that the Chiefs might want to go after Jalen Ramsey, whether you're thinking, maybe.
They'll just screw the pickup anyway. They might as well get rid of it.
But I also wonder if even if Jacksonville would trade him for that pick, because you know it's going to be an extremely late pick in the first round,
right,
anyway.
It's essentially a high second round pick.
Yeah, so I mean, who knows whether or not they'd be able to pull that off, but is there interest? I used to not think so.
Well, if they trade for Ramsey, then it puts a lot of questions on the table, like, is Brady going to play for this team again? Because if they just start throwing money around and throwing picks out there, it makes you think that...
Well, they're not throwing money with this. They'd just be throwing picks.
I said money, meaning that you got Antonio Brown and then picks. If you get Jalen Ramsey, it says to me that you have a feeling that maybe this is Brady's last year as a Patriot.
Okay. Well, I guess that's a fair assessment.
Well, so. Yeah, because I mean, if you're just mortgaging the future and going all out,
but you're not, because next year it's just like the Darrelle Revis situation with Antonio Brown. They've really done. There's no mortgaging there. It's basically 1 year you're paying him a lot, and then you're going to be able to get rid of him. And they weren't able to manipulate the cap hit and everything. So I just think that after hearing Ted Johnson talk this morning, I wouldn't be shocked if they got him. It would still be like, oh my God, just how gratuitous can this be? But that's kind of the attitude that Ted believes Bill Belichick has this season. He wants to have the perfect season. But Jalen Ramsey is amazing when he speaks to the press, because that dude has zero filter. Zero filter. And you're right, Fred. The NFL has become the NBA, hasn't it? It's like you don't want on a team. You can shoot your way off of it. So yesterday was the first time that he spoke to the press since he essentially picked a fight with Doug Marrone, his coach, on the sidelines. Jalen Ramsey was pissed because there was a call that he thought it was a drop pass from DeAndre Hopkins. He thought he had defensed it well. They said that it was not the case. He went nuts. Doug Marrone told him to calm down, and Jalen Ramsey got in Doug Marrone's face. So here is a little bit of yesterday's press conference where my man's just got no problem dropping the F-bomb a few times on television.
On Sunday after the game, I was told I didn't have to talk. That's why I didn't talk. It wasn't like nothing against y'all. But yeah, I wanted to talk as soon as I could today, just because I don't really want it to be a distraction for my teammates getting ready for a game on Thursday. And right now I'm still a part of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I'm happy about that. And I'm getting ready for the game as well. And that's where my focus is right now. I've been in the meetings. I've been taking my notes. I've been getting ready for our walkthroughs and our practice and everything that we got to do out there. Also, I've seen a couple fake things out there in the media right now that I don't love the city, that I ain't love the fans, that I don't, you know, just whatever speculations. None of that's true. The city embraced me. The fans embraced me since I've been here. I mean, just last night I was in Roof Chris. They were showing hella love. So it's nothing like that. I love the city. I love the fans, man.
Athletes love Ruth's Chris.
Shout out Steakhouse.
They love Ruth's Chris.
It was the only place open in Jacksonville at 8 o'clock at night. He's lying if he says he likes that city. That city sucks.
And for however long I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna continue giving my all out there. All I care about is winning, man. Everybody know that. I want to win, straight up. And I excuse my language, but. Everybody know that. That's who I am. That's that passion, that fire, that heart. That's what y'all love. and I'm going to continue giving that as long as I'm here. I know y'all got a lot of questions, man. I really don't want to answer, you know, too many questions from everybody. It's a lot of people in here today. I don't want to answer every single little question that y'all got about different situations and what came about to lead to this point. I have nothing bad or negative to say at all about anybody in this building. Happens. It is what it is. I think everybody, for the most part, knows what's up. So I don't really too much want to speak on it and give no detail. I'm gonna let God do his work. I'm gonna let my agent do his work, and everybody gonna work.
God is very interested in getting these guys money.
Yes,
God has got a lot of responsibility. I mean, he's taking care of Antonio Brown.
No. Antonio Brown is telling other people to call God. So God is getting a lot of phone calls from people because Antonio Brown is telling them to call him.
Yes.
And now you got the Jalen Ray. God's a busy guy.
Yeah.
Got lots going on.
I mean, he's got Odell Beckham with that $2 million watch.
Right.
Oh, which, by the way, did you hear it was fake?
Ooh, boo.
Apparently somebody came out and found out that was a fake, the $2 million watch he was warming up with.
Boo.
Ooh, that's got to kill you. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to work it out, and I'm going to focus on what I can focus on. And right now, that's being a good teammate still while I'm here. Get ready for the game, supporting my guys.
Well, I'm letting my agent do his work.
Jalen, man, at the end of the day.
Are you saying emphatically that you do not want to be traded?
Man, I'm focused on it's all right. He can ask it, bro. I'm focused on this Thursday.
All right, you want to win, you want to win, then win.
Yeah, and he said three times in that 90-second clip, as long as I'm here, yeah, I'll give it all I have.
Yeah,
of course he wants off this team.
I just hate when stars say they want to win. Well, then win.
Well, it's not that easy.
It's not easy.
You can be on a crap team and a crap organization.
That's fine. But, you know, it pisses me off. Then leave when you're a free agent. Like shooting your way out of town.
No, well, that's the thing. You and I agree.
Jalen Ramsey, in this particular case, I understand your overall point, but right, in this particular case, he's still on his rookie deal. He hasn't had any options at all.
No.
Okay. So now he's trying to get out. This is the only leverage he has at this moment if he wants off the team. Well, is to bitch and moan like that. Not bitch and moan like this, but behind the scenes, try and work the system.
Well, so he can't last the year?
Apparently.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So he wants to win this year, so he can't fulfill his contract.
That's exactly
or maybe he wants a contract extension. That's probably what he's looking for. He's probably looking for a contract extension.
He wants a contract extension with a better team.
I think he'd take the contract extension. Probably wants it now. All right, Billy Jaffe, there's a little bit of Bruins news. We'll talk to him for the first time in a while. No commercials, just the headlines.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond.
Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.